as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. This morning, we're going to look at, in particular, the issue of the perseverance of the saints, or preserved by God. And we shall see that the perseverance of the saints is one of the gifts whereby God uses to preserve the saints, so that these are not opposites. R.C. Sproul, in his book Chosen by God, questions whether or not we should call it perseverance of the saints, or we should call it preservation by God. And I think there's good reason why it should remain perseverance of the saints, besides the keeping of the older formulation. But that's a discussion for another time. This morning we're going to look at question 79 of the larger catechism. May not true believers, by reason of their imperfections and the many temptations and sins they are overtaken with, fall away from the state of grace? True believers, by reason of the unchangeable love of God and his decree and covenant to give them perseverance therein, their inseparable union with Christ, his continual intercession for them, and the Spirit and seed of God abiding in them, can neither totally nor finally fall away from the state of grace, but are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. And so we see that we have five defining characteristics, as it were, of true believers that shows that a true believer cannot ultimately fall away. And each of them centers on the infallible nature of Christ, that Christ cannot fail. But let's look at them. So, true believers, by reason of, one, the unchangeable love of God. So again, their ultimate perseverance is rooted in God's unchangeable love, not their love for God. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore I have continued my faithfulness to you. As Gerhardus Voss famously said, the reason you can know, believer, that God will not stop loving you is he never started. It was in his nature, even when you were but an object of his decree to happen once time had started. So his love does not start, does not stop. And then we can see, because of both his decree to give you perseverance and his covenantal gift of perseverance, you cannot fall away. But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Or, now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So your perseverance, much like your falling away would be, you could chalk it up to Christ, not to you. Your perseverance is because of his unchangeable love, because of his decree of perseverance, because of his covenant of perseverance. So therefore, if you could fall away, it would indicate that God's love can fail. It would indicate that God's decree can be broken, that God's covenant can be broken. And each of these are anathema. They are things that can never be. And so now his continual intercession. Their inseparable union with Christ. So the Spirit united you to Christ in such that way that you are now one with Christ. So if he can undo that decree, that you can undo your union with him. That's what it would take, is that it would somehow be as it were, a plant that were grafted in, broken off, which would show not a failing in you, but a failing in Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you are called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we're talking in this counterfactual way about the failings of Christ, because by showing what it can't be, it helps you understand who is Christ and who is Christ for you. Christ loves you with an unchangeable love. Christ has decreed. Christ has obtained the covenant for you that you will persevere. And he has brought you to himself, and he holds on to you whether you try to let go or not. And so his continual intercession for him. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So for you to fall away would indicate that Christ was able to, for his prayers not to be heard by the Father, that the Father could somehow not hear those prayers. So that even in the garden, when Christ is praying for his disciples, that they would not fall away. Notice he doesn't pray for Judas in this way, but he prays for the others. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. And so your faith is going to waver. You are going to deny me three times, Peter, but your faith cannot fail. And true reasons by the reason that the Spirit abides in you and that the seed of God abides in you so that you are made and through your adoption his son and heir. You cannot fail. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. But the anointing that you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. And so now we see the transformation is the Spirit in you, the Spirit of God in you, and that means your sin is put to death. So those who have those things, if you are in Christ, because it is Christ in you, you can neither totally nor finally fall away from the state of grace. It is impossible because it's not you failing, it's Christ failing at that point, which cannot be. To even state it is to show its impossibility. I will make with them an everlasting covenant that I will not turn away from doing good to them, and I will put the fear of me in their hearts, that they may not turn away from me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. So for you to fall away is to say that you have been snatched from the hand of Christ, which is again another way of saying Christ has failed, which cannot be. So the argument of the perseverance of the saints is not, oh, once you've said a prayer, you can't, you know, once saved, always saved, as some stated. It is a declaration that Christ, who could not fail to save those for whom he was sent, cannot fail to keep them unto the day of salvation. So you are kept by the power of God through faith. So your faith, once given, will continue to grow, even if it wavers, unto salvation. Salvation here being that final salvation, when we see Christ and have that full enjoying of God to all eternity, who by God's power being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And so, when you doubt, when you're afraid, have I sinned the sin unto death? The proper response is not to look at your sin and think, well, is this sin this bad or that bad? Yes, it is. It is enough, and it is vile enough in the sight of God to damn all of creation, every one of your sins. So the issue is not looking at your sin, though you confess it, because the idea that you don't have it is a lie. So you confess it. But what you also do is you look to the unchangeable, infallible nature of your Savior, and know that just as he began this good work, he must finish it unto the day of Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining us. Join us next time as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. Thank you, and God bless.